3371 Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name.
Community ministry.
Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise, Father. In fact, we give you the highest praise. What a mighty God you are, Lord God. What an awesome God you are. Hallowed be your name. Lord, we just bless your holy name. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, my Father, for the unspeakable gift. The gift of your Son, Lord. The gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, my Father. You're a mighty God. You're a mighty God. And Father, there's none like you. No, there's none like you. Not in all the world. None like you. None like you. Our Father. Our Father. All of us, Father, you are source. You are sustainer. You are Savior. You are healer. You are provider. You are deliverer. You are everything. And Father, we count it an honor and a privilege to be able to serve, Father, you. To be able to help you, Lord, in accomplishing your will and your kingdom, that it may come in all our lives here on earth, just as it is in heaven. That's our prayer. Let your kingdom come. And let your will be done. Many are the plans in our hearts. But it is your purpose, your counsel, your will that shall stand. Be it unto us, my Father. according to your word. What a mighty God you are. And what is man? That you are so mindful of us. That you love us so. That you would purpose a marvelous plan, purpose, and destiny for all our lives. Many are the plans in our heart, Father, but our desire that your purpose to be. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in our lives. Now give us on a daily basis our daily bread. Everything that we have need of to help you accomplish that. Give us the strength that we need. Enlighten the eyes of our understanding that we need. Fill us with the knowledge of your will that we need. Give us the healing that we need. Give us the deliverance that we need. Give us all the provisions that we need. And everything that we need saving from. Give us all the saving that we need. You are Father. You are source. You are sustainer. You are our Lord. You are our God. We belong to you. We belong to you. Forgive us, Father, of all our faults, all our mistakes. For as we look into our lives, Father, we see much that displeases you. As we see the standard that you set for us, that's in Christ Jesus, and we look at our life, Father, we say, it's not my brother, it's not my sister. Woe is me. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of Christ. Heal our land, Father. Give us the healing that we need. Open our blind eyes and not stop our deaf ears. And cause our lame legs to walk spiritually. Open our spiritual eyes. Unstop our spiritual ears. Cause our lame spiritual legs to walk. And Father, empower us with that same power that Jesus had when he raised Lazarus from the dead. Give us that anointing, Father, that we need, Lord, to raise the dead. Those who are spiritually dead, those who are separated from you, Lord. Those who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Father. Anoint us, Lord, to go forth and reach the unreached, and tell the untold, and win the lost, Father. For just as you are, Father, so are we. Just as you are not willing that none should perish, nor are we, Father. Use us, Lord. Empower us and strengthen us, Father, to reach the lost. And bring them, Father, out of death and out of darkness into life and light. And Father, we'll be careful to make sure that we give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. thine is the kingdom. Thine is the kingdom. All the power, all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. To you be the glory for the things you have done. Now be it unto us, my Father, according to your word. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, great men and great women out there, mighty men and mighty women out there, ladies and gentlemen out there. Here's another one. Kings and queens out there. And boy, here's the greatest of them all. Sons and daughters of the Most High God out there. Hey, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Well, I always say this, man. I tell you, when my hour come on here, man, I don't know. It's like something. I know, yeah, I keep saying, I don't know. Yeah, it's, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. In the old days, they would come down upon people. But in this generation, he live on the inside of us. So he don't come upon us. He don't come down upon us. He come up upon us. He live on the inside of us. And boy, when God provide our help, allow him, our God to provide an avenue for the Spirit of the Lord to do what he do. And again, that's why I say it's a tremendous honor. It's a tremendous privilege to come before you. So in this studio, you know, I bow before you. I take this time right now just to bow my head before each and every last one of you in the listening audience. I know who you are. I know that because of what Jesus Christ did for us 2,000 years ago, we have been made to be to our God, kings and priests. Another way of saying it is rulers and spiritual representatives. Not going to be already made there. Well, my mom used to sing a song back in the day, long time ago, boy, and we used to get with it, man, and man, we kind of rocked the house with it, especially when we started our little ministry in Houston. The name of that song is My God is a Good God. Yes, he is. And boy, when that lady used to crank that song up, or whenever we would crank that little song up, I know now you know what was taking place, boy. I'm talking about, boy, the Holy Ghost, the Father, the Son, the angels, us, well, we were just fellowshipping with the Lord. Because, boy, our God is a good God. My God is a good God. Yes, he is. I can't sing. But God didn't only make canaries, he made some crows, too. I can't sing like a canary, but I can crow. But when I think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done, not just for me, but for all of us, my God is a good God. Yes, he is. I just go ahead on and crow. My God is a good God. Yes, he is. My God is a good God. My God is a good God. My God is a good God. Yes, he is. My God is a healing God. Yes, he is. Boy, my mom used to start singing that, and we got to singing that, man. And boy, we would pass it around to everybody, and man, well, we just have a good time rejoicing in the Lord. Well, when I think of his goodness and all that he's done for us,